the gadget. Detective Fevzi is waiting in the wings for any technology questions you have. And my goodness, have people had a load of them over the last few weeks with Skype and Zoom and stuff. I'll be honest, I had never heard of Zoom until about 10 weeks ago. And now I use it all the time. Maybe you do as well, to keep in touch with your loved ones, or Skype or whatever. If you've got a question about that, or the NHS Track and Trace app, or your favourite streaming service not working like it should, let us know. 0808 100 5100 Fevzi will try and sort you out. He is the gadget detective, and he is right here, right now. Hi, Fevzi.
Good morning.
How's things? I haven't spoken to you for ages and ages and ages. Lovely.
I've missed you so. You don't write, you don't call, nothing.
No, I don't call, I don't write. I try not to call, I try not to bother you. But you must have been really, really busy with questions over the last few weeks. Because I was saying just now, Zoom, I'd never heard of until about 10 weeks ago. Now everybody's using it all the time.
Well, that's right. But Zoom was primarily pitched as being a business product, and one that you had to subscribe to, and there was a free version, but it was capped at 40 minutes and all that. But they've really come on leaps and bounds. And when they did come on leaps and bounds, it was found that there was a whole bunch of security problems with it, which they've been working very hard to solve. And in fact, they've bought a security company to help them sort it.
Right.
So, and they've rattled the big boys, you know.
Yeah, I would imagine so, because Skype has been enormous. It's been the kind of go-to if you're going to do any kind of video conferencing. It's effectively, Skype is like the sort of mainstream. It's almost like the word Hoover used to be to vacuum cleaners. And suddenly there's a new kid on the block. We now know from you, isn't really a new kid, but he's got a huge part of the market, I'd have thought.
That's right. And even the likes of Facebook and others have had to up their game with the number of, you know, people that can be using it at one time, you know, the number of little squares you get on the screen. It's a good thing. Competition is a good thing. And I think that, you know, Zoom has got a lot of, despite the security concerns, which I think are being slowly addressed, I think it's got a lot going for it. I mean, the number of people that you can put into a meeting all at once. My mum was doing singing via Zoom the other day, you know, and had a whole chorus and all that. So
I'm not here to push their product or anything, but I am hugely impressed by the quality. You know, even 2 or 3 years ago, we wouldn't have got that kind of technical quality, but they really are. It is amazing the quality you can get. If you could have sort of 20 or 30 people on screen all singing, you've got a choir where everybody is staying in their house. It's extraordinary.
The other impressive thing about it is that they've gone from a relatively low number of users to a relatively high number of users, and yet the service has remained. I mean, there have been some glitches, but not as many as you would have thought they would. I mean, suddenly the demand has gone sort of tenfold, and yet the service hasn't collapsed altogether.
Well, so far anyway, I'm crossing my fingers. I hope it's there, because we use it a lot. I mean, I use it a lot in the family, and we use it here amongst ourselves, you know, at BBC Radio Berkshire. So what we normally ask you about is whether you've got a gadget of the week. Is there time to have a gadget of the week this week?
I hope so. I'll be quick. So we hear a lot about Netflix as being, you know, all you can eat TV shows and movies and so forth. But there's a service called Readly. That's Readly. And it's a subscription-based service. So it's a bit like Netflix, but instead of movies, it's magazines. So you subscribe to this service, you get access to 5,000 different magazines on your tablet, smartphone, computer, laptop, whatever you want to use it on. It's an amazingly good and intuitive interface. So, you know, this, once you start swiping pages and you see them sort of curl and flip over, it's kind of quite addictive. But 5,000 different magazine titles, you get access to all the back issues on those titles. So you're up to 120,000 magazines. You can download the ones that you want, so you can read them even if you don't have internet access. They don't take up any space. My 80s magazine collection for technology was horrendous. It was like piles and piles of stuff that I'd have to go through every 6 months and sort of gut out. You can do text-to-speech on it. You can alter the size of the text, so if people's vision isn't so great, or if they can't see at all, they can often, you know, just do audio on it as well. Just an amazing service, and you can switch the subscription on and off. So it's the standard subscription is, I think, $7.99 a month, but there's often deals on it as well. So you can often get 1, 2, or 3 months when you start up. So shop around if you're going to do that.
Okay.
But let's say you've had your fill of reading, you can just turn it off for a month or 2 months and then come back to it. You don't have to, you know, take it out for a year at a time or something like that. And I know that a lot of people who, you know, have subscriptions to paper magazines have been having trouble getting them. You know, they're, and they've often been cut down or arrived late. And then when they do arrive, people are kind of scared of them. They leave them in, they don't open them for about a few days, and then spray them and wipe them, and then the paper goes wrinkly. And, you know, it's not great. Yeah. So we've talked in the past about how a number of trends that were underway have now been hastened, you know, like the use of robots in hospitals and other things. Yeah. This is one of them. And I noticed today, I was looking at it, the Independent and the Standard newspapers are now in there as well.
So are
they're now starting to do newspapers.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I mean, are there all the magazines, all the mainstream magazines that anybody would want to go to, or are there gaps? But you seem to have answered that anyway.
Well, and it's pretty much few. There are a few gaps, but not many. And the other thing is, you can choose your language as well. So you can look at American publications, or you can, if you speak French or Spanish or Italian, you can choose magazines from there.
Good
as well.
Heavens. Well, as old ladies would say, whatever will they think of next? And it's called Readly, isn't that right? It's
Readly,
R-E-A-D-L-Y.
Yeah.
Right. I have got a number of questions for you here. Hang on a minute. Let's have a look. Here's Jason. Jason is in Thatcham with our first question. Can the gadget detective solve an argument between me and my wife? I swear the video quality on Netflix, which we mentioned just now, is worse than it was 3 months ago. She says it's the same. Who is right, and have they done it on purpose? What is the answer to that? Not that you're here to represent Netflix, but is the quality a bit dodgy at the moment?
Jason is correct. In March, the European Union asked streaming services, including Netflix, but all of them, to cut back the amount of data that's required to stream their services. And they asked them to cut it back by 25%. So that's what Netflix did. Now, originally Netflix said that they were doing it for a month. That was from March. But they haven't said they've stopped doing it. And I think that they are carrying on doing it. And they've been quite cagey. I asked them some questions about how they were achieving this, because they said they were cutting their data rate, but the quality was the same. Now, unless you have a sort of a very clever way of encoding that data that they're not already using, and they already use clever ways of doing it, that just doesn't make sense. There might be the same number of dots, that you might still get an HD picture in terms of the number of dots on the screen, but the compression, the way they pack that data down, means that you lose quality even with the same number of dots. So Jason, you are right, the quality has got worse. And I suspect the reason why they're saying that the quality is the same is they don't want to give people 25% rebates on their subscriptions.
Yes, it's not in their interest to admit it, is it? But
you can't really get
anything past Jason by the sense of it. Thank you ever so much, Fevzi. We have to move on, unfortunately, but we've heard some interesting stuff on, and as we continue to do every week with you. And I would imagine at the moment you are as busy as you've ever been answering questions about getting online to see your friends and all of that. It's a very busy time for you. Thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule, Fevzi, and you'll be back next week, yeah?
Cheers. Yes, we'll do.
All right. Okay, cheers. Bye for now. That's Fevzi Turkalp, ladies and gentlemen.